Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Friday morning to you. It's Friday. I hope you are doing well. I hope you have a great weekend planned out. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, late and early morning, Uber drivers. Hopefully y'all being safe out there. It has finally happened. It's finally gone down. We got one big answer from the Atlanta Hawks. DeJounte Murray and the Atlanta Hawks have reportedly agreed to. The Hawks have not made it official yet, but I mean, DeJounte's tweeting about it, Trey tweeting about it. It's pretty official. The Hawks just haven't announced it yet. So I will continue to say reportedly until the Hawks make it official. But the Hawks and DeJounte Murray reportedly have agreed on a 4-year contract extension that's going to be worth up to $120 million. It's an $111 million contract right now, but it can go up to $120 million with incentives that are already built into his contract. So DeJounte, he's a part of the future. Future. That's for all my SpongeBob fans out there. But, okay, you basically got rid of and dumped John Collins' salary, which a lot of people thought he was not worth the money that he got when he got his extension here, which I can't help but agree with. But again, it's not because John Collins was or is a bad player. It's because he did not fit in this system and we were not using him correctly. We were not using him to where he was put in the best situations to succeed. We stuck him in the corner. Eventually, it got to the point where we just stuck him in the corner and wanted him to be a corner three-point shooter. And that is not John Collins' game. I've talked about this before. He's good when he's got his back to the basket. He's on the low block. He can turn around, hit a fadeaway jumper, just hit a jumper, foul line jumper, or jumper around the paint, or hit you with a nice up and under, maybe get you with a post move. He's better around the paint. He's better in the post. He can hit threes, but he's not a three-point shooter. But you traded in and dumped that John Collins salary for a DeJounte Murray extension, which is a very, very good deal for the Atlanta Hawks when you talk about the cap flexibility it gives them, the team-friendly deal. So the Hawks and Landry Fields, you first and foremost, you have to give a lot of credit to Landry Fields, Kyle Korver, Quinn Snyder, and the Atlanta Hawks entire front office for getting this extension done with DeJounte Murray. Because, and we'll never know, so it's good, but there was a lot of doubt about if you let DeJounte Murray walk, if you let DeJounte Murray become a free agent, would he choose Atlanta? Would he want to come back if he got some offers? Team started throwing some cash his way, be like, hey, we can give you this much. We're not afraid to give you this much, though, you dig? So there were questions of, DeJounte is free market. Is he coming back? A lot of people thought the answer was no. But now, we'll never know because DeJounte is here. So, first and foremost, I love the contract. As far as the flexibility it gives the Hawks, the team-friendly deal that it is, I definitely love the contract. And I'm going to give you a breakdown of it here in just a second. But to me, now that we've got DeJounte, and we know, okay, he's a part of the future. Future! I need now to see some things change. Not even necessarily change. I need to see some things tweaked. I need to see some things added to this offense. What am I talking about? I need more Trae Young off-ball movement. That's what I need now. Because with this contract, the Atlanta Hawks front office, Landry Fields, Kyle Korver, Quinn Snyder, the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, with this contract extension you have given DeJounte Murray, you are now telling me, and they are now telling you, that they believe Trae Young and DeJounte will work. That's what they're telling us. They believe Trae Young and DeJounte can win a championship together. They think those two in the backcourt can succeed. Otherwise, if you didn't think they would succeed, you wouldn't have given DeJounte Murray that contract extension, point blank period. So they believe they can succeed. Quinn Snyder believes he can make it work. So, okay, now I need to see it work. Not to say that it didn't show it could work last season. There were good moments last season for sure. And I think with the offensive mind Quinn Snyder is, I wholeheartedly believe he can make it work. But I got to see it. And I think part of making it work is getting Trae Young to do those off-ball things that Nate McMillan talked about him doing before he got fired. I don't need Trae Young to be exactly what Steph Curry is when it comes to off-ball movement. But if I can get at least a little bit of that, like 50, 60% of that, I'll be happy. Just run around a little bit. Can I see you run off a couple of screens, at least two? I don't need Trae Young sitting in the corner when DeJounte Murray has the ball and be like, okay, well, it's DeJounte's turn. Not that he's going to be upset or anything or disgruntled when it's DeJounte's turn, but this Hawks offense can just be so much more dangerous if Trae improves that off-ball movement. And we've heard from Trae's father, Ray Young. We've heard that, hey, Trae's played off-ball before. He used to play mostly off-ball before he became a point guard. Trae talked about how he can play off the ball and he's used to playing off the ball. All right, well, let me see it. Goodness gracious. Because I don't feel like I really saw that last season. And let me know if I'm wrong. You can call me up. We'll get your reactions. 404-726-0929. See if we can fit a couple in here before we go to break. But that's the main thing I need to see. If we're going to make this work, if the Hawks are going to make this work, I need to see more Trae Young moving off the ball. Because that's how you take what Trae Young and DeJounte Murray can be in this Atlanta Hawks backcourt to the next level. That Trae Young off-the-ball movement is key. That's what's going to keep opposing defenses up at night. That's what's going to give them trouble. Because now you have two guys that can handle the ball. It takes all the pressure off of Trae Young. He gets more catch and three shooting opportunities. He can get himself into a better rhythm. We already know the rotation is going to be fine. You're going to have at least one of them on the court at all times. That's all fine and dandy. But when they're on the court together, that's when I need to see the efficiency between the two of them. Not one standing in the corner when it's the other's turn to go get themselves a bucket. I need to see them work better as a duo. I need to see them work better as a tandem. I love what it does for your depth at point guard. Again, you got a dog. You got a bucket getter. You got somebody you can just give the basketball to and say, hey, go get me one at all times. Well, you got them two on the floor. You have at least one of them on the floor at all times. But what's going to take them to the next level is figuring out how they can be dangerous together, how they can be even more dangerous together when they're on the court at the same time, when they're starting off games, closing out halves, closing out games, closing out quarters. So it's very important that I think we see more Trae Young off-ball movement since DeJounte is now a part of the future. I told you I would give you the details of the DeJounte Murray contract. He's due to make $24.7 million this upcoming season. After that, he is set to make 26.7 in the 25-26 season, the 26-27 season, 28.7, and then the 27-28 season, he has a player option where he can opt to making $30 million that year, $30.7 million, almost 31. So, again, a good contract. Think about it. Fred VanVleet making more than him right now. I think DeJounte Murray is a better all-around player than Fred VanVleet. Do you? I do. I think I saw somewhere DeJounte Murray is now just the, and this is after the contract extension, he's the 42nd highest paid player in the league. And again, that's behind Fred VanVleet, behind some of these other guys that have gotten paid this year. And look, it's no shame to Fred VanVleet or no shot at Fred VanVleet. Get your paper, brother. But it just goes to show that I think DeJounte cares about winning, And obviously, he cares a lot about loyalty. You saw the tweets he's been putting out lately, and the tweet after the contract extension got reported, he tweeted, "Atlanta," in all caps, hashtag DM5 with the heart emoji, "been locked in from the moment y'all accepted me," with the 100 emoji. And in all caps, "loyalty over everything." And then he said, "let's go," hashtag true to Atlanta. So, DeJounte, even we have a little fun with that there. Seems like he's really all about staying in Atlanta. And the fact that Atlanta went to go pursue him in a trade, and now the fact that Atlanta wants to keep him around, he loves that. And it seems like he really loves playing in Atlanta and really wants to play here in Atlanta, play with Trae Young. So, hey, I love it. Any guy that wants to be here, especially a player of DeJounte Murray's caliber, I'm all for it. Trae Young also quote tweeted that quote I just read you, and he tweeted, in all caps, "if it's us versus them, who you think gonna win?" Then he tweeted, went on to tweet, YKTV, which is, you know, the vibes, if you, you know, didn't get the acronym there. "You know the vibes. We locked in, brother, 100. Hashtag bigger than hoop at DeJounte Murray." So Trae Young and DeJounte, happy they are remaining a backcourt duo. Are you happy, though? 404-726-0929. What do you think about the DeJounte Murray trade? Let's get a call in here real quick. We'll take your calls. Again, we'll do Grill and Dylan at 540. You can continue to react to this contract extension for DeJounte Murray if you so choose. But right now, let's go out to DB calling from Atlanta. DB, what's going on, brother? Good morning to you.
Hey, man. Good morning, Dylan. You know, I really love the signing, man. You know, I still believe in the DJ and Trey backcourt. You know, I feel like I was saying before, like, I definitely knew the John Collins move was to free up the cash for DJ, because I knew they wanted to re-sign DJ before the upcoming season. So, you know, I kind of predicted that move. But to go back, like what you were saying, Dylan, like, we definitely got to get Trey off the ball a little bit more. You know, it's one thing to say that you can play off the ball, but I think it's another thing to implement it in the game.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, Quinn Snyder can actually give these guys an offense where that can happen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just for our offense, it's not enough pin downs, not enough cut to the basket for me. Like, if it's not pick and roll, then it's like nothing, basically.
It's not pick and roll, then it's iso ball.
It's iso ball. So I feel like Snyder has to get these guys into an offense that they can all embrace, and, you know, we can go to the next level. I mean, we can get a better DeAndre Hunter. You know what I'm saying? We can develop a Jalen Johnson. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, for me, Trey doesn't always have to bring the ball up. Like, you
for
know
sure.
what I'm saying? If you have a playmaker at the four like a Jalen Johnson that can handle the ball, if he grabs the rebound, everybody should be sprinting.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? We need transition points. So just hopefully, you know, we get it together this year. But I definitely like the DJ signing. You know, I feel like he's all in with the city, and we should be all in with him, definitely.
I'm with you, DB. Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day, brother. Have a great weekend. Thank you for calling in. He makes great points, too. Trey doesn't always have to bring the ball up, and we've seen guys like Jalen take it in transition when he has an open lane or open path down the court. And he makes another great point talking about Quinn Snyder being able to implement what we want to see from Trae Young when we talk about him moving off the ball, being able to implement an offense where there's more movement, more cutting to the basket, where Trae Young can show off his great passing ability, where DJ can be the facilitator that he is and the scorer that he is. So I think maybe part of the reason, and I'm not trying to put all the blame on Nate McMillan because the guy's got to do it too, but maybe Nate didn't have the offensive mind to put in an offense where Trae Young was doing a lot of off-ball movement and there was a lot of cutting. Now, again, I don't know this for sure. I haven't seen Nate McMillan's playbook, but I know Quinn Snyder's offensive mind and what he can draw up on offense. I definitely agree with DB that Quinn can put these guys in a position to succeed and to succeed together when we talk about Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. So hopefully we get a little Mike Budenholzer-esque motion offense where there's a lot of cutting, a lot of moving parts to it. I hope to see that, and we'll find out sooner rather than later if we're going to get that. But DeJounte Murray staying in the A for the foreseeable future, and I'm happy about it. We'll get your reactions to it later. But next, I need the Braves not only to go in Tampa this weekend and win the series, I need them to be in savage mode. I'll explain why coming up next. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Future!
Yes!
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday. Keep the heads ringing.
Yeah! Good Friday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. And that's right, it's a Friday. Rolling right along here on a Friday edition of the program. Hope you are doing well. Hope your Friday is getting off to a great start. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, late morning, late night, early morning Uber drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers out there getting the good endorphins flowing before work. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Shout out to my people that's even listening in the bed right now. Either way you listen, I appreciate you tuning in. And we got a lot going on in the city. Got a lot going on in the state of Georgia, in the city of Atlanta. So you already know what time it is. Let's take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
I told you before we went to break, I need the Braves to go into savage mode. I don't need them just to win the series. I don't need them to just go in there and, you know, take a game. Definitely not just take a game. I don't need them to go in there and just take two games. I need the Braves to go full-on savage mode against the Tampa Bay Rays. The series starts tonight, 6:40, first pitch tonight. It's going to be on Apple TV, by the way, if you're interested in that. Shout out to all my streamers out there. But it's going to be Charlie Morton taking on Tyler Glasnow. I say I need the Braves to go into savage mode because if you haven't heard, if you don't know, the Tampa Bay Rays are currently on a five-game losing streak. They just got swept by the Philadelphia Phillies. An NL East foe just swept the Tampa Bay Rays, and they finished off the sweep last night. The Rays have not won a game in the month of July. Played five games in the month of July, and they've lost all five. Five-game losing streak for the Rays. So, with that being said, don't go into Tampa and allow the Rays to get their mojo back. Don't go into Tampa and make this Rays team feel like, okay, we took two out of three, or we swept this Braves team that's been coming up on our heels and nipping us on our heels and then has finally overpassed us in this last week. But we just won the series and swept them, so we got our mojo back. And we back to that Tampa Bay Rays team that we were in the beginning of the season that just couldn't lose for real. Don't give them that. Do not give them that. Go in there, make it an 8-game losing streak. Put your foot on their necks. Keep them down. Kick them while they're down. I'll say it. And go in there and sweep a team that is not playing well right now. Go in there and make sure they have zero, absolutely zero, heck, even negative momentum going into the All-Star break. I need the Braves to go in savage mode. Point blank, period. This Tampa Bay Rays team has not been playing well the past five games. Five-game losing streak. Don't be the team they snap the streak against. Keep putting that pressure on them and make it an 8-game losing streak. Go in there, sweep Tampa Bay, and prove that you are, without a single shred of doubt, the best team in baseball. Because we've seen you handle the Phillies, who actually just, like I said, swept the Rays. We've seen you handle the Mets. We've seen you handle the Marlins. But now you're taking on a real big dog. You're taking on a team that, even though they are struggling right now, teams struggle through the ebbs and flows of a baseball season. They're going through one of their valleys right now, the Tampa Bay Rays are. But this is a team that you still could see in a World Series matchup potentially. So you need to show them, while they might be a big dog, you the biggest dog. Go out there, keep your foot on their neck, advance their losing streak to 8, and take care of business against a struggling Tampa Bay Rays team right now. That's what I want to see from the Atlanta Braves. I'll be happy if they just win the series, but I really want to see the Braves go into Tampa and just kick them while they're down. Extend their losing streak to 8, and again, leave no shred of doubt that they're the best team in baseball, because this is going to decide who was the best team in baseball for the first half of the season. I know the first half is technically over because you played over 81 games, but the All-Star break is, you know, the unofficial end of the first half. of the season. So, the Rays and the Braves have been, obviously, the best two teams in baseball this season, in the first half of this season. And now it comes down to this. Who really has been the best team? And who really is the best team in baseball right now? And who really was the best team in baseball during the first half of this 2023 campaign? Go out there and prove you were the whole time. Doesn't matter the historic start the Rays got off to. It doesn't matter that they had one of the best records or had the best record in baseball for the majority of the first half. Let them know that the big dogs are right where they need to be now. The biggest dog is right where they need to be now. And the Rays right now are just the second best team in baseball. So that's why I want to see the Braves in Savage Mode. Leave no shred of doubt that you are the best in baseball. So Braves and Rays get started tonight. Again, like I told you, game one, Charlie Morton versus Tyler Glasnow. Tonight, first pitch at 6:40 on Apple TV Plus. Again, if you're interested, shout out to all my streamers out there. Game two is going to be Spencer Strider versus Taj Bradley. And game three is going to be Bryce Elder versus Zach Eflin. So got your three best arms as of right now going. You're set up well. There's no reason the Braves can't at least win this series. But again, I want to see them sweep, bump all that, extend Tampa Bay's losing streak to 8. But again, I will be happy with just a series win. So the Braves also got some other good news as well. Max Fried, you may have heard, is going to start his rehab assignment on Sunday. He's going to pitch for the Gwinnett Stripers at Couray Field, if you want to go see Max in action, by the way. So, just a few rehab starts for Max Fried, hopefully. Get that innings count up so that he can get to 5 or so innings. And hopefully, Max can be back with the big league club here in just a few weeks. And hopefully shortly after the All-Star break. We will see. But the Braves getting reinforcements, and hopefully they keep playing well against the Rays, and prove they're the best team in baseball. So good things happening for the Braves. Big series starting tonight, and hopefully you get Max Fried back, your best arm, your ace in the pitching staff, to make this pitching staff that's been good, very good, even better. So all good news for the Braves, and I can't wait to watch that series against the Tampa Bay Rays. Quickly, as we go around the A here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Atlanta United takes on CF Montreal in Quebec tomorrow. The Five Stripes, 2 wins, 2 draws, and a loss in their last 5 matches. CF Montreal, 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses in their last 5 matches. Atlanta United used to have the number of CF Montreal, but Montreal's kind of had the number of Atlanta United as of late. After losing 5 of 6 matches against Atlanta United from September 2017 to May of 2021, CF Montreal is unbeaten in its last 4 matches against the Five Stripes, 2 wins, 2 draws. And Montreal is unbeaten in its last 4 games at home against Atlanta, 2 wins, 2 draws. And they've won each of the last 2 meetings in Quebec, where they're going to play tomorrow. So hopefully Atlanta United can stop that streak, snap that unbeaten streak Montreal has in their last 5 games against the Five Stripes, and hopefully they can get a big win. They got a very nice 2-0 victory over the Philadelphia Union. Hopefully they can keep continuing that momentum. There has been some shakeups, too, to the Atlanta United roster, if you haven't heard. They announced yesterday that they have signed midfielder Tristan Moyumba from French Liga 2 side EA. They've signed him through the 2027 season using targeted allocation money. So he's supposed to be a really good midfielder. He's going to take the place of Franco Ibarra, who was put out on loan, if you haven't heard that as well. Obviously, Andrew Grootman just got traded to the Colorado Rapids. Caleb Wiley's going to take over that left back spot. That's good for Caleb Wiley. So, Atlanta United, hopefully they can keep their momentum going, get a win on the road, a big win on the road. Man, hopefully at least a draw. I would take a draw, especially all things considered and how things have gone lately against Montreal, especially in Quebec. So, there you have it. A little news in the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia for you right here on the Hometown Take. But when we come back, it's time to have a little fun on the show. Y'all know what time it is. Every Friday we do it. Grilling Dylan. Whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about the Braves. Weekend series with the Rays getting kicked off tonight. We can talk about it. If you want to talk about the DeJounte Murray contract extension, we can talk about it. You want to talk about life, music, movies, whatever. We'll talk about it next. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you are doing well. Hope you got some big plans for the weekend, or if you're just chilling this weekend, that's cool too. Ain't nothing wrong with just doing a little chilling. I gotta tell y'all, I've been sipping on this energy drink and I'm zooted and booted. Can't even lie to you right now. That gave me a little pick-me-up, you know what I'm saying? Not that I say I didn't have any energy beforehand, but, you know, I just felt like I could use a little bit more to keep up my energy standards. We have the highest energy standards here on the Hometown Take. But, man, that energy drink did it. But want to go ahead and take your phone calls and your tweets. 404-726-0929. That's the number. At underscore Dylan Matthews is the Twitter handle to get me at, because it's time for Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
Whatever you want to talk about, now is the time to do it. Again, 404-726-0929 to get in the game. At underscore Dylan Matthews if you want to tweet at me. You want to sound off about the Braves. Big weekend series before the All-Star break against the Tampa Bay Rays. Call me. Tweet me. If you want to react to the DeJounte Murray contract extension, call me. Tweet me. 404-726-0929. Whatever you want to talk about. Movies, life, music, doesn't matter. We can talk about it right now on Grillin' Dylan. Before we go out to the phone line, I do want to say this about the DeJounte Murray contract. It changes nothing. The Hawks still need to get better when we talk about making upgrades in the front court, getting some more depth on the bench possibly. I would still like them to go out and get a replacement for John Collins, a guy who is a little more established in the league and a little bit bigger than Sadiq. Like, I don't dislike the thought of having Sadiq Bey at the four, having Sadiq Bey even start at the four. I just think he's slightly too small. Now, he'll be a mismatch for possibly some fours, but there are a lot of good stretch fours out there who are bigger than Sadiq Bey, like Lauri Markkanen, just to think about the team that John Collins got traded to in the Utah Jazz. He's a big stretch four that can shoot, stretch out, but he's big too. So I would like... We need a stretch four. We need a three-point shooter at the four, because obviously Quinn Snyder wants to shoot a lot more threes, and that just four spot needs to be a guy who is a knockdown three-point shooter. But I would just like a bigger guy in that role than Sadiq Bey. Sadiq Bey is not small. I just would like somebody maybe a little bit more taller. So you can let me know your thoughts right now if you want. It's Grillin' Dylan. You can call 404-726-0929. But I still think the Hawks need to upgrade. I think they need to upgrade in the front court. They could use some help on the bench still when we talk about depth. So while this was a good move, this is a good contract, there is still work to be done for the Atlanta Hawks. It's not just, okay, we got our roster, we're good now. Extended DeJounte, traded JC, we're good. No, no. The Hawks still need to get better because they haven't added anything, really. They did that one move with the Rockets and brought in those two guys, but come on. Those are respectfully probably end-of-the-bench guys. They need to get some guys in here who are going to make an impact, going to see the floor, and make this Atlanta Hawks team better. To me, they have not gotten better this offseason. They have gotten slightly worse right there with stood pat because we knew all along JC was probably going to get moved this offseason. So that's just my other take on the another angle of the John Collins trade. There's still more to be done. But let's go out to the phones, 404-726-0929. How you feeling this morning? Anything that's on your mind, let's talk about it now. We first go in the truck with my guy, Larry. Good morning to you, Larry. How you feeling this morning, brother?
What up, brother Dylan, man? How you getting along today?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing on this Friday?
Man, they put money in my account on Friday. So
yes, sir.
They got the money in their account, so I'm going to roll in there and do what I'm supposed to do.
I love it. I love it.
But I did want to have a little conversation about yesterday.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is there was a whole bunch of stuff happening yesterday in regard to the woman and the man, and the man put his business out in the street connected to this woman he was wearing.
Yep.
And I didn't think that was on his part. And number two, I don't think that a woman should be, if she's in a committed relationship or a marriage, should be showing her booty when she walks out in the street.
Can't blame
I think they should be, have a conversation. Like me and my wife, if she's uncomfortable, my pants are too tight and I'm showing a little bit too much manhood, she could say, hey, that's not happening. Put that back. Or if I feel like something is too short or too low cut, she gives me the right to say. That's a communication that we have. They needed to have that communication. And that's what I just wanted to grill about just a little bit. It might be controversial, but I'm old school, and I feel like husbands and wives should talk.
Hey,
that's me.
It's nothing wrong with that take, Larry. I can't disagree with it, and I appreciate your phone call, my brother. You have a great weekend and be safe out in their truck this morning and today. But if you didn't know what he was talking about Keke Palmer. She was dressed a little skimpy-like. The cheeks was out. And then she was all up on Usher a little bit. Her and Usher didn't do anything crazy. The father of her child spoke out and basically was saying, I don't have the tweet right in front of me, and we're a little short on time, so I'm not going to get all the way into it. But he spoke out and basically gave his disgruntlement with how Keke was dressed. And, you know, there's been a big back and forth about it. But, yes, communication is key because – to me, as long as the two people in that relationship are good, it's none of my business if it's not my relationship. Obviously, they weren't good, and they should have talked about that more. So that's my take on it. Let's quickly hammer out the rest of these phone calls. We got Dallas calling from Marietta. Dallas, good Friday morning to you, brother. What's on your mind?
Good Friday morning. I know the other caller said they put the money in his account every Friday, but being a girl dad, my daughter takes money out of my account every Friday. So, hey, I'm not feeling that same love.
Hey, it's okay. Yeah. You can know you're a good dad, though, brother. You can know you're a good dad, Dallas.
Absolutely. Question, though, bro. Question.
Yeah.
Do you feel like we are being unfair to Coach Snyder for saying the Hawks haven't done enough? Do you think he's not looking at that roster and saying, yeah, I can work with this or I need this? Yeah, I'm with you, Dylan, that I want to get Siakam, right? Because it'll make us better.
Right.
But I don't want to mortgage the whole youth movement, that because we got
true
good young pieces.
You're right.
To put in play, and Coach Snyder in Utah, he didn't have a lot of superstars. He had two with Spider and Gobert, and he had a bunch of role players. You don't think he could do the same thing he did in Utah with us?
He could. And I appreciate the phone call, Dallas, man. Have a great rest of your Friday and a great weekend, brother. But I do think that is an option, and that definitely could be what we see happen. Quinn Snyder may see Jalen Johnson and be like, yo, I can work with Jalen. Jalen has a great skill set. I can work with this dude. He sees Saddiq and sees Saddiq is a knockdown three-point shooter. And say, you know what? I can roll with Saddiq as my starting power forward and Jalen Johnson can back up. Jalen Johnson looked good down the stretch. We all know that. We all watch the games. So if you roll with Saddiq and Jalen specifically with, and they are your two main power forwards, if Quinn Snyder says he can roll with that, I trust Quinn Snyder. I think there is an avenue for us to get better. But if Quinn Snyder, and again, we won't know this until probably closer to the season, and obviously we'll start to figure it out if we get close to the season and the Hawks haven't made any moves to upgrade in the front court. But I do think there is a scenario where the Hawks don't make any more moves, and they stand pat with Okongwu, with Jalen Johnson, with Saddiq Bey. And if Quinn Snyder believes he can work with that and make the most of it, who am I to say that he's wrong? So there is a level where you do have to trust Quinn Snyder, trust Landry Fields, trust Kyle Korver, trust the Atlanta Hawks front office, and trust the process. No Philly, though. But that is definitely a thing. And I think we should give Quinn Snyder a little more credit and know that his offensive mind maybe can bring out the best in a Jalen Johnson and a Saddiq Bey and guys like that. So that is a good point and a good angle on it, Dallas. All right, let's go out to Chief calling from South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening early in the morning?
Yes, sir.
Look here, Chief. The last caller had it. That's what I was thinking to myself, too. I'm thinking Quinn started looking at Jalen Johnson, and he's going, I'm going to do something with this young guy. Something that Nate didn't seem to want to do.
Right.
I think Quinn Snyder got more confidence. And I just want your opinion. I think that contract for Murray, I think Murray did the Hawks a big favor signing that contract.
Oh, yeah.
Because it leaves him a lot of options. And I like hearing you early in the morning, Dylan. Talk to you later.
All right, Chief. I'll talk to you later, brother. I appreciate the love, my guy. But you're absolutely right. Quinn Snyder could see Jalen Johnson and be like, I can work with this dude. I see something in him, and I know I can pull it out. And maybe Nate couldn't or didn't want to pull it out. I don't want to speculate. He's not here anymore. But Quinn Snyder could look at, again, Saddiq Bey and Jalen Johnson said, these dudes are good. I can work with this. So that definitely could be an option. All right, one more. Let's go out to Skip in Decatur. Skip, good Friday morning to you, man. What's on your mind?
What's going on, dear lad?
What's going on,
hey,
Skip?
Nothing but, hey, man, right quick. I'm with y'all with the Hawks and everything, but I still think we still got two trade pieces. I say we get rid of Capella and we get rid of DeAndre, and I say we need a man that can go in there. I still think Zion Siakam is one to two. And also, Dylan, I drive Lyft, dog. I drive Lyft. I drive the Yammobile. I drive Lyft. Lyft needs some shouts out in the morning outside of Uber now.
Okay, there you go. All right.
With a third shift, dog.
All right, appreciate you, Skip. Have a great Friday and a great weekend, brother. Okay, the Lyft people need love, too. Shout out to y'all. And he's out there driving the Yammobile, as he called it. But, all right, we got to talk to the morning shift. They're coming up next. I'll hand things off to them, and we will close it out on this Friday morning. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Final moments here on the Hometown Take. And I got the homies with me, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, ready to chop it up. And it looks like we are having a little issue here. Okay, Bo's going to be the bigger person. He's going to do it because it looks like both of them were protesting doing the handoff. Not because of me, but because they were having a little spat or some sort. So
no, us a spat never.
Oh yeah, you're right, because you guys never beef.
It's, you know, some people are childish, and I'm not one of them. So yeah, we got a big show today. We got Brad
Goons.
Gazan
tomato tomato coming on. He is not either.
I'm wrong. Orin, you told me it was Gazan.
Anyways,
we have also have up his name, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
We also have the Atlanta Braves insider for 99 The Game, Grant McCauley, coming on at 8:40 to talk about the red-hot Atlanta Braves.
Yes.
And Tiffany will tell you why she's the biggest child on the morning shift, coming up in TB's timeout at 6:40.
I will fight you. Never wrong.
So There's a big show and a lot of fun and, you know, maybe even a little beef sprinkled in today's show right here on The Morning Shift. That's coming up next. Thank you for tuning into the Hometown Take this morning. Have a great weekend. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, holding it down next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you are doing well. Hope you got some big plans for the weekend, or if you're just chilling this weekend, that's cool too. Ain't nothing wrong with just doing a little chilling. I gotta tell y'all, I've been sipping on this energy drink and I'm zooted and booted. Can't even lie to you right now. That gave me a little pick me up, you know what I'm saying? Not that I say I didn't have any energy beforehand, but, you know, I just felt like I could use a little bit more to keep up my energy standards. We have the highest energy standards here on the Hometown Take. But, man, that energy drink did it. But want to go ahead and take your phone calls and your tweets. 404-726-0929. That's the number. @_DylanMatthews is the Twitter handle to get me at, because it's time for Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
Whatever you want to talk about, now is the time to do it. Again, 404-726-0929 to get in the game. @_DylanMatthews if you want to tweet at me. You want to sound off about the Braves? Big weekend series before the All-Star break against the Tampa Bay Rays. Call me. Tweet me. If you want to react to the DeJounte Murray contract extension, call me. Tweet me. 404-726-0929. Whatever you want to talk about, movies, life, music, doesn't matter. We can talk about it right now on Grillin' Dylan. Before we go out to the phone line. I do want to say this about the DeJounte Murray contract. It changes nothing. The Hawks still need to get better when we talk about making upgrades in the front court, getting some more depth on the bench possibly. I would still like them to go out and get a replacement for John Collins, a guy who is a little more established in the league and a little bit bigger than Sadiq. Like, I don't dislike the thought of having Sadiq Bey at the four, having Sadiq Bey even start at the four. I just think he's slightly too small. Now, he'll be a mismatch for possibly some fours, but there are a lot of good stretch fours out there who are bigger than Sadiq Bey, like Lauri Markkanen, just to think about the team that John Collins got traded to in the Utah Jazz. He's a big stretch four that can shoot, stretch out, but he's big too. So we need a stretch four. We need a three-point shooter at the four because obviously Quinn Snyder wants to shoot a lot more threes, and that just four spot needs to be a guy who is a knockdown three-point shooter. But I would just like a bigger guy in that role than Sadiq Bey. Sadiq Bey is not small. I just would like somebody maybe a little bit more taller. So you can let me know your thoughts right now if you want. It's Grill and Dylan. You can call 404-726-0929. But I still think the Hawks need to upgrade. I think they need to upgrade in the front court. They could use some help on the bench still when we talk about depth. So while this was a good move, this is a good contract, there is still work to be done for the Atlanta Hawks. It's not just, okay, we got our roster, we're good now. Extended DeJounte, traded JC, we're good. No. The Hawks still need to get better because they haven't added anything, really. They did that one move with the Rockets and brought in those two guys, but come on. Those are respectfully probably end-of-the-bench guys. They need to get some guys in here who are going to make an impact, going to see the floor, and make this Atlanta Hawks team better. To me, they have not gotten better this offseason. They have gotten slightly worse right there with stood pat because we knew all along JC was probably going to get moved this offseason. So that's just my other take on another angle of the John Collins trade. There's still more to be done. But let's go out to the phones, 404-726-0929. How are you feeling this morning? Anything that's on your mind, let's talk about it now. We first go in the truck with my guy, Larry. Good morning to you, Larry. How you feeling this morning, brother?
What up, brother Dylan, man? How you getting along today?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing on this Friday?
Man, they put money in my account on Friday. So
yes, sir.
They got the money in their account, so I'm going to roll in there and do what I'm supposed to do.
I love it.
But I did want to have a little conversation about yesterday.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is there was a whole bunch of stuff happening yesterday in regard to the woman and the man, and the man put his business out in the street connected to this woman that he was wearing.
Yeah,
I didn't think that was on his part. And number two, I don't think that a woman should be, if she's in a committed relationship or a marriage, should be showing her booty when she walks out in the street.
Can't blame
you. I think they should have a conversation. Like me and my wife, if she's uncomfortable, my pants are too tight and I'm showing a little bit too much manhood, she could say, hey, that's not happening. Put that back. Or if I feel like something is too short or too low cut, she gives me the right to say. That's a communication that we have. They needed to have that communication. And that's what I just wanted to grill about just a little bit. It might be controversial, but I'm old school, and I feel like husbands and wives should talk.
Hey,
that's me.
It's nothing wrong with that take, Larry. I can't disagree with it, and I appreciate your phone call, my brother. You have a great weekend, and be safe out in their truck this morning and today. But if you didn't know what he was talking about Keke Palmer. She was dressed a little skimpy-like. The cheeks was out. And then she was all up on Usher a little bit. Her and Usher didn't do anything crazy. The father of her child spoke out and basically was saying, I don't have the tweet right in front of me, and we're a little short on time, so I'm not going to get all the way into it. But he spoke out and basically gave his disgruntlement with how Keke was dressed. And, you know, there's been a big back and forth about it. But yes, communication is key because to me, as long as the two people in that relationship are good, it's none of my business. If it's not my relationship, obviously they weren't good and they should have talked about that more. So that's my take on it. Let's quickly hammer out the rest of these phone calls. We got Dallas calling from Marietta. Dallas, good Friday morning to you, brother. What's on your mind?
Good Friday morning. I know the other caller said they put the money in his account every Friday, but being a girl dad, my daughter takes money out of my account every Friday. So, hey, I'm not sending that same love.
Hey, it's okay. Yeah. You can know you're a good dad, though, brother. You can know you're a good dad, Dallas.
Absolutely, absolutely. Question, though, bro. Question.
Yeah.
Do you feel like we are being unfair to Coach Snyder for saying the Hawks haven't done enough? Do you think he's not looking at that roster and saying, yeah, I can work with this or I need this? Yeah, I'm with you, Dylan, that I want to get Siakam, right? Because it'll make us better.
Right.
But I don't want to mortgage the whole youth movement. Because we got some good young pieces.
You're right.
To put in play. And Coach Snyder in Utah, he didn't have a lot of superstars. He had two with Spider and Gobert. True. And he had a bunch of role players. You don't think he could do the same thing he did in Utah with us?
He could. He could. And I appreciate the phone call, Dallas, man. Have a great rest of your Friday and a great weekend, brother. But I do think that is an option. And that definitely could be what we see happen. Quinn Snyder may see Jalen Johnson and be like, yo, I can work with Jalen. Jalen has a great skill set. I can work with this dude. He sees Sadiq. And sees Sadiq as a knockdown three-point shooter. And say, you know what? I can roll with Sadiq as my starting power forward. And Jalen Johnson can back up. Jalen Johnson looked good down the stretch. We all know that. We all watch the games. So if you roll with Sadiq and Jalen specifically with, and they are your two main power forwards, if Quinn Snyder says he can roll with that, I trust Quinn Snyder. I think there is an avenue for us to get better. But if Quinn Snyder, and again, we won't know this until probably closer to the season, and obviously we'll start to figure it out if we get close to the season and the Hawks haven't made any moves to upgrade in the front court. But I do think there is a scenario where the Hawks don't make any more moves and they stand pat with Okongwu, with Jalen Johnson, with Sadiq Bey. And if Quinn Snyder believes he can work with that and make the most of it, who am I to say that he's wrong? So there is a level where you do have to trust Quinn Snyder, trust Landry Fields, trust Kyle Korver, trust the Atlanta Hawks front office, and trust the process. No Philly, though. But that is definitely a thing. And I think we should give Quinn Snyder a little more credit and know that his offensive mind maybe can bring out the best in a Jalen Johnson and a Sadiq Bey and guys like that. So that is a good point and a good angle on it, Dallas. All right, let's go out to Chief calling from South Fulton. What's happening, Chief?
What's happening? What's happening early in the morning?
Yes, sir.
Look here, Chief. The last caller had it. That's what I was thinking to myself, too. I'm thinking Quinn started looking at Jalen Johnson, and he's going, I'm going to do something with this young guy. Something that Nate didn't seem to want to do.
Right.
I think Quinn Snyder got more confidence. And I just want your opinion. I think that contract for Mary, I think Mary did the Hawks a big favor signing that contract.
Oh, yeah.
Because it leaves him a lot of options. And I like hearing you early in the morning, Dylan. Talk to you later.
All right, Chief. I'll talk to you later, brother. I appreciate the love, my guy. But you're absolutely right. Quinn Snyder could see Jalen Johnson and be like, I can work with this dude. I see something in him, and I know I can pull it out. And maybe Nate couldn't or didn't want to pull it out. I don't want to speculate. He's not here anymore. But Quinn Snyder could look at, again, Sadiq Bey and Jalen Johnson said, these dudes are good. I can work with this. So that definitely could be an option. All right, one more. Let's go out to Skip in Decatur. Skip, good Friday morning to you, man. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Dylan?
What's going on,
hey,
Skip?
Not much. Hey, man, right quick. I'm with y'all with the Hawks and everything, but I still think we still got two trade pieces. I say we get rid of Capella and we get rid of DeAndre, and I say we need a man that can go in there. I still think Zion or Siakam is 1-2. And also, Dylan, I drive Lyft, dog. I drive Lyft. I drive the Yammobile. I drive Lyft. Lyft needs some shouts out in the morning outside of Uber now.
Okay, there you go. All right.
With a third shift, dog.
All right, appreciate you, Skip. Have a great Friday and a great weekend, brother. Okay, the Lyft people need love, too. Shout out to y'all. And he's out there driving the Yammobile, as he called it. But, all right, we got to talk to the morning shift. They're coming up next. I'll hand things off to them, and we will close it out. on this Friday morning. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Final moments here on the Hometown Take. And I got the homies with me, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, ready to chop it up. And it looks like we are having a little issue here. Okay, Bo's going to be the bigger person. He's going to do it because it looks like both of them were protesting doing the handoff. Not because of me, but because they were having a little spat or some sort. So
no, us a spat never.
Oh yeah, you're right, because you guys never beef.
It's, you know, some people are childish, and I'm not one of them. So yeah, we got a big show today. We got Brad
Goose.
Gazan,
tomato tomato, coming on. He is not either.
I'm wrong. Orin, you told me it was Gazan.
Anyways, we have
his name, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
We also have the Atlanta Braves insider for 99 of the Game, Grant McCauley, coming on at 8:40. They talk about the red-hot Atlanta Braves.
Yes.
And Tiffany will tell you why she's the biggest child on the morning shift coming up in TB's timeout at 6:40.
I will fight you.
Brackets.
Never wrong.
So. There's a big show and a lot of fun and, you know, maybe even a little beef sprinkled in today's show right here on the morning shift that's coming up next. Thank you for tuning into the Hometown Take this morning. Have a great weekend. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, holding it down next on the morning shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Final moments here on the Hometown Take. And I got the homies with me, Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, ready to chop it up. And it looks like we are having a little this year. Okay, Bo's going to be the bigger person. He's going to do it because it looks like both of them were protesting doing the handoff, not because of me, but because they were having a little spat or some sort. So
no, us, a spat? Never.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because you guys never beef.
It's, you know, some people are childish, and I'm not one of them. So, yeah, we got a big show today. We got Brad Gazan. Tomato, tomato, coming on. He is not either.
I'm wrong. Orin, you told me it was Gazan.
Anyways,
we have Southern up his name, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
We also have the Atlanta Braves insider for 99 The Game, Grant McCauley, coming on at 8:40. They talk about the red-hot Atlanta Braves.
Yes.
And Tiffany will tell you why she's the biggest child on the morning shift coming up in TB's timeout at 6:40.
I will fight you.
Brackets.
Never wrong.
So there's a big show and a lot of fun and, you know, maybe even a little beef sprinkled in today's show right here on the morning shift that's coming up next. Thank you for tuning into the Hometown Take this morning. Have a great weekend. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, holding it down next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.